say goodbye to the bye week blues. The Pats are back in action, and so is Totally Patriots. Coming up, rookie Ted Karras is bringing the laughs.
Well, I had to tell some jokes in rookie dealings throughout camp. I think he laughed, I'm not sure.
Find out who in Pat's chat. Yeah. Plus, Shay McClellan shares his weirdest meal on Tilted.
Oof, gross.
And we're putting the I in team. Join Gerard Mayo as he explains running back formations in Totally Playbook.
Get ready. Totally Patriots starts now. Yeah!
Totally Patriots. Totally Patriots.
Hey guys, clearly I'd love to welcome you to Totally Patriots. However, as you can see, I'm solo today. I've been trying to call Romeo. He's not answering. Let's see if he'll answer this time for you.
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm in Canada.
Oh no, Romeo, that's fine. I'm just doing a little something called Totally Patriots, trying to do the show by myself. Where are you?
I'm in Canada.
Are you kidding me? That is a ridiculous... It's ridiculous, Romeo, but hey, gotta run.
Not as ridiculous as you being president.
Hi, look at you.
Hi,
so
good to see you.
So good to run into you.
Congrats, Mrs. President.
Thank you. As you guys know, I've been waiting for this
moment. Don't forget the little people.
Little. Look at you. Nice and tall. You know, if we did the show together, I could wear heels every time.
I like that.
With Romeo, I can. He's kind of little. He's like a little man.
It's a tall people's world.
I think so.
But since we're here, why don't we check out what Ted Karras has to say on this week's Audible.
Ted Karras, University of Illinois, offensive line. I'm a rookie, and I moved 9 times as a child. My favorite place that I lived in growing up was Indianapolis, Indiana. I did get the love of football from my dad and my grandfather as well. I'm the 5th player in my family to play in the National Football League. Ted Karras Sr., Ted Karras Jr. I'm just Ted Karras, Paul Karras, and Alex Karras. I think they're just proud of me that I got to continue the tradition of our family. I have one younger sister. She's a junior at Purdue University. I'm very overprotective of my sister. She has brought home boyfriends, and each time, you know, we've intimidated them and vetted them. But, you know, she usually brings home quality gentlemen.
All right, guys, today's a special day. I'm with some football players, and I got my girls from Mansfield High. Hey, how are we feeling? We good? I was like, loosen up, guys. Help me. Welcome. Big time. Ted Karras, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
This is his moment. He's all excited for this entrance. We got our first question down here.
Who's the funniest guy on the team?
The funniest guy on the team, you know, Martellus Bennett is pretty funny. Yeah, I'd say he's the funniest guy on the team. He gets a lot of laughs. He gets people going. So,
fun fact for you, you know, L.A. Waddle said that you were the funniest guy on the team.
I got funniest guy
you
on the team.
You did get funniest guy on the team. That has to feel good.
That's quite an honor.
Yeah. What are you doing in the locker room that we don't know about?
I don't know. I'm trying. I'm not trying to be that funny.
Maybe
people are just laughing at me.
There we go. What TV shows do you watch? This is my go-to.
My
do you
favorite,
tape any?
I do not tape any.
Okay.
My favorite TV show of all time is Entourage.
Oh.
And I'm on, like, my 5th run-through of The Office so far.
Everybody loves The Office.
Yeah.
Did you see Entourage the movie?
Yes.
Did we love it?
Yeah, ended the story like it should have ended.
I have to agree. Favorite character from Entourage?
Johnny Drama.
What are your hobbies?
My hobbies? I'm a big fisherman, and I still play NCAA football 2014. You know, it was my favorite video game. They stopped making it, really hurt my feelings, so I hope they bring it back soon.
Where do you fish? Do we do lakes? Do we catch things? Do we eat them? Like, what's up?
Well, I've heard that you're not supposed to eat fish you catch in ponds around here. There's a little mercury, but...
So we'll pretend you don't?
I don't.
Okay,
I don't
you don't. Here.
But just there's a bunch of little ponds around here. I think it's cool.
Okay.
Just pop off the side of the road. I keep my poles in my car, so...
Oh, wow. So you could be going home from practice and just say, I feel like fishing today.
Yeah, go catch a bass or a couple bluegill, yeah.
If you could go anywhere in the world, where would it be and why?
Well, I would want to go to Athens, Greece. I'm a little bit Greek. My name is Greek, and I'd like to go see Greece. I haven't seen it yet. I think that'd be pretty cool. How about you?
Probably Rome. Yeah. Because I've seen a lot of pictures and it seems really pretty.
Yeah.
What's it like playing for Coach Belichick?
You know, it's a great honor. I've been here, I got here in May, and I've enjoyed every minute of it so far. I try to learn as much as I can and, do my job to the best of my ability.
Since we've heard that you're the funny guy, have you ever made Coach Belichick laugh? And if so, did he show teeth? Because that's when you know it's funny.
Well, I had to tell some jokes in rookie dealings throughout camp. I think he laughed. I'm not sure.
Wow, dude. Bow down to this guy. Give Ted Harris a big round of applause, everybody.
Coming up, listen in, is this linebacker gets musical.
Peter Garth Brooks' song, probably Rodeo, or Friends in Low Places. Do I have to sing it?
And later in the show...
Expelliarmus.
Totally Challenge has the epic magical showdown you don't want to miss.
What is your Patronus?
Mine's a grizzly.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
How do you get from Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson to Patriots safety Jordan Richards? Wilson is married to singer Sierra, who is friends with Kim Kardashian West. West is the sister of Khloe Kardashian, who is dating Cleveland Cavalier Tristan Thompson. Thompson went to the same high school as Revolution forward Juan Aguadillo, who visited Boston Children's Hospital with Patriots safety Jordan Richards. And that's your 6 degrees.
Two main reasons why I love having you as my co-host. Number one, you're tall. Number two, you don't really talk much, which is glorious for me because I never stop talking, neither does Romeo. So this is great, me and you.
I like it. But you being president, I feel like I got to be slow down, be in the background, be quiet, make sure I don't get deported.
Rule of thumb, this is true. Always let Ashley have the spotlight. My first order of business as Miss President is to go to Tilted. Let's talk to Shay McClellan. Here we go.
The best part about being from Idaho is just the outdoors. Anything outdoors, just going camping, hiking. The river runs right through the city. You go float the river in the summer. Yes, Idaho is the land of potatoes, I would say. Favorite way to eat a potato would be probably mashed potatoes. When I'm not playing football, I usually hang out with my family. I've got two kids now, so I do that. And other than that, I'll read comics or play video games. Oh, man, I've actually been to Comic-Con, but I've never dressed up. I've wanted to. I would probably dress up. I don't even know, to be honest. I can't even say that. Maybe something easy like Daredevil, something like that. My favorite comic right now, you probably never heard of it, it's called Saga. It's a sci-fi, I'm into sci-fi kind of things. But basically, it follows this girl and her family, and they're like it's like two different races that hated each other, and they're like in this war, and it follows her life and her mom. Bogus. If I had to go on tour with one artist, it would probably be Garth Brooks. I actually went to his concert, and it was like the best thing I've ever done in my life, so... It'd be awesome just to tour around with him. Favorite Garth Brooks song? Probably Rodeo or Friends in Low Places. Do I have to sing it? No, I'm a terrible singer. I'm not singing anything. No chance of that.
No.
I don't even know. Oh my goodness. The most interesting thing I ever eaten was I actually ate a spider. I went to Papua New Guinea and... They eat spiders there, so they cook these big banana spiders, and they're huge. I mean, it was dead and cooked, but the fact that a spider was in your mouth was really disgusting.
What?
No, it didn't. It tastes like chicken. It tastes more like bacon, to be honest. But it's still gross because it was a spider. Oof. Gross.
Oh, it's
it's official now, eh? Yes, they sell these here up in Canada, and it's a good thing, because if I ran into a real moose out here, I wouldn't even know what to do. Come to football, though, out on the field, talk about an eye formation, I would know what to do if I saw one of those, would you? Gerard Mayo is going to break it all down for us now in this week's Totally Playbook, eh?
It's your boy Gerard Mayo, and we're back again to talk about formations, and we're talking offense this time. So let's start off with the I formation. This is a traditional back-in-the-day formation. A lot of Pop Warner kids run the I formation, but you always hear I near, I far, flatbacks, one back, all that stuff. I'm here to break it down for you, and it's just this easy. So the I formation, you have your fullback and your halfback in an I. They're one behind the other. This guy can go either way. So remember, this fullback could be a tight end or whatever, but it's where he inserts into the line. That's the thing about having another back in the backfield. It kind of causes confusion on the other side of the ball, and they don't know where this fullback is going to insert into the line of scrimmage. So you hear I near. What is I near? So anytime you hear near and far, they're talking about the fullback's position in regards to the tight end. So if it's I near, the fullback is slightly offset towards the tight end. If we're talking I far, you have to move the fullback away from the tight end. So that's the I formation. I near, I far, one back. This is as basic as it gets. In future episodes, we're going to get a little bit more in-depth with some of the formations and why people move the fullback around or the running back around to cause problems.
Coming up on Totally Patriots.
You need to put on the mustache.
Celebrate Movember with Ted Karras as he flexes his acting muscles in Totally Challenge.
Hopefully I entertained you a little bit.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Hey guys, you know what a great alternative to walking is? Bike riding. It's also great for exercise and transportation. It's a great way to get your cardio in for the day, but remember, safety first. Always wear your helmet.
Loving the outdoors here, enjoying the wilderness and all that Canada has to offer. I realize there's some friction right now between Ashley and me, though. It's fine. You know what? We're going to learn all about friction. Time for some science. Let's check in with Professor Fritz and how they do that.
Professor Fritz.
Welcome back. We're going to talk more about football. Now, remember Newton's first law and gravity? Well, today we're going to talk about friction. And I've got the playbook right here. Now, when we add a force to the book, it moves. And according to Newton's first law, the book in motion keeps going. But as you can see, it doesn't. That's because of friction. Friction is the force exerted on an object as it moves, or at least attempts to move, across a surface. The force of friction is the coefficient of friction multiplied by the normal force exerted on the object. The coefficient is dependent upon the surfaces that come in contact. There are two types of friction, sliding and static. Well, three, if you count Republicans and Democrats. Sliding friction results when an object slides across a surface. Static friction happens when an object is at rest. The friction is created when a force is applied, setting the object in motion. In the case of the book, the applied force is exerted right from our hand. The friction force is exerted from the table left in opposition to the movement of the book. Let's look at a player's gloves. The stickiness across the surface of the gloves creates more friction on the ball. This helps the player to better grasp and hold on when making the catch. Here's another example, the defensive line. The force they are exerting needs to be greater than the force of static friction exerted from the ground and also the force of the opposing player. If it is not, then the player won't move. Friction is everywhere in football, from how the gloves interact with the ball to how the cleats work against the ground. Both use the concept of friction to increase the effectiveness of a player's on-field performance. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we friction.
So good. Nothing like some authentic Canadian maple syrup. Make me feel at home here in Canada. I could drink this whole jug right now. It's a challenge I'm definitely up for, and a lot nicer and a lot sweeter than what we got in store for Ted Karras right now in this week's Totally Challenge.
It's time now for Totally Challenge. Here's your host, Ashley.
My absolute favorite part of this show. We got to see what Ted Karras is actually made of. Let's see how tough you really are. Let's do a little truth or challenge. Here we go.
Truth or challenge?
Oh, we'll start with the truth.
What did you look like in sixth grade?
What did I look like in sixth grade? Well, I wasn't always this big. I don't remember how big I was in sixth grade, but to put it in context, I walked in as a freshman in high school at 5'11", 165 pounds. So.
Okay. And you're now how tall?
6'3", 305.
Next question.
Truth or challenge?
Let's go challenge.
Alrighty. Act out your favorite scene from a movie.
We have props. I love props this time of year.
We have bow tie props. Well, I need a partner here. Who wants to be a partner? I think it's gonna have to be you.
Awesome. Here we go.
It's gonna be you. You're gonna put on the mustache.
Let's see what the acting skills are looking like.
Oh, it's your favorite movie.
Favorite movie scene. You gotta think about something with a mustache. Here, let's get some ideas. We'll throw out a scene. We'll do a scene.
Are you guys Harry Potter fans? Because you know I'm into that sort of thing.
Yeah, I'm a big Harry Potter fan.
Have you seen all the movies?
I have.
My heart is growing fonder for you. Maybe a Harry Potter scene. Do you have a favorite?
I like, Stephanie, we're talking about Harry Potter. I like, what's the one when him and Malfoy have like that?
Yeah, you guys could joust if you would like. Maybe you guys could throw a few spells at each other.
Expelliarmus. Expecto Patronum.
What is your Patronus?
Light or.
Well, you gotta pick an animal.
Yeah, it's a rabbit.
Mine's a grizzly.
Well then mine is alligator.
All right, that's a good one. I don't even know the enemy of an alligator.
Oh, no, I'm just stupefied.
Sectum Sempra.
Oh,
yeah, see, I know some spells.
Guys, I read all the books. Give a round of applause. It's fantastic. Man. If it's not football, it might need to be acting. I don't know. All right, here we go. Last one.
Truth or challenge.
Let's go challenge. That looks like some food. I'm kind of hungry.
You're done. No, is this one the food?
Oh, no.
Or, it's another acting gig here.
Talk like a pirate.
Talk like a pirate. I'm going to put my mustache back on.
We got this. I don't know what this is. Oh, the eye patch. You want the eye patch?
Jeez.
I think he needs the eye patch for sure.
All right. All right, well, I'm very glad you guys all got to make it today. Hopefully I entertained you a little bit.
All right, guys. So let's give Ted Karras and his acting skills a big round of applause today.
Folks, players, song of the week.
Oh, hey, I'm Gino Grissom, and today's song of the day is Give Me Shelter by the Rolling Stones.
Ryan Allen, punter for New England Patriots. So my first job when I was growing up was, I was 15 years old and there it was an athletic club within my city that had like six different locations and they ran a men's basketball league. And so I would go to some of the facilities throughout the week and I would basically just score keep and sometimes substitute ref. It was my first opportunity to kind of work and put some time into having a little bit of profit even though I was still in high school. And I actually learned something from watching a lot of those men's leagues, and I really enjoyed it.
All right, Sebastian, bye week officially over, so you know what that means.
Back to business.
Back to business, baby. Speaking of business, I kind of like that. I did like this business.
What's going on?
What are you doing here? Hey. I thought you were in Canada hanging out.
I'm back from Canada. What? Hey,
This is something
What's
new.
What's he doing here?
I mean, it's working out. What do you add? Did you bring me anything?
Yeah, I hung out with Justin Bieber for a little bit. Brought you some maple syrup.
You know, I think I would
have some. Don't want to get in the middle of that. So why don't we take a look at this year's top celebrations?
No, he can't have any.